is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools, the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilleskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We have reached a sectional championship game. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie versus Ansonia. The Redskins 17-7, Ansonia 14-4. The Ansonia Tigers have won the only two good games so far in this sectional out of nine played, beating Mississinewa Valley 38-35 and Botkins 37-36. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie rolled over Covington 73-47 and 55-35 against Riverside. The Redskins, the number two seed, Ansonia, the number five seed. Fort Loramie beat Ansonia 1 year ago here in this tournament by 20 points. It's a different Ansonia club here in 2019, Chuck, and it's a different team now than Ansonia was just a week or two ago. How about Hunter Muir, 11 of 12 at the free throw line in the second game, the win over Botkins, 3 of 5 in the opening win against Mississinewa. He's a 44% foul shooter on the year. Things are going right for Ansonia now, and Fort Loramie had better be wary.
He's the key, because I'll tell you what, the kid's a good basketball player. He plays with great intensity and hustle. And the other one that does is Hunter Buckingham. He can shoot it from the outside, and he's a feisty little sucker. And the referees had to calm him down a couple of times in that win over Botkins. Kids love coming here. This tournament has such a great atmosphere, but they truly come here to win this game so they can go play basketball at UD Arena.
You're so right. The winner of this game will move on and more than likely play Cincinnati Christian, which is located in Fairfield, Ohio. It's a very good team. It's lost only four or five games all year long. It's a high-scoring club. They run up and down the floor. Fort Loramie defeated Middletown Christian a year ago in the district at UD. Should Fort Loramie beat Ansonia tonight, the Redskins would more than likely play Cincinnati Christian. Time to be determined. Could be as early as 5:30. That's the way it appears right now. That could change. More than likely 5:30 next Friday at the UD Arena. The winner of this game versus more than likely Cincinnati Christian, which has a game coming up tomorrow, I believe, in its sectional down at Cincinnati Taylor. Fort Loramie riding a wave of outstanding shooting, up to 38.5% on the year shooting threes. It's a 50.5% shooting club on twos, and it's one of those teams that's really tough to defend, Chuck. It's like putting a thumb on the dike. You shut down one player for the Redskins, head coach Corey Britton, subs in somebody else. He makes two or three baskets. You can't contain Fort Loramie. You might be able to slow them down. Redskins have slowed themselves down at the outset of the first two games of the tournament, and then they've gotten on a roll by midway second quarter in both victories.
Well, I always make marks next to the kids that I'd like to talk about in the pregame. Usually I have three or four marks. I got nine that I marked for Fort Loramie that are absolutely kids that are going to contribute and be part of this game tonight. On the other side, I marked two. Now, if that is bodes, that bodes well for Fort Loramie, because they just got so many more athletes than Ansonia's going to throw out there tonight.
Glad to see that Nick Brandewee is back. Appears to be close to full strength for Fort Loramie after suffering a two-week-long bout with tendonitis.
I think it showed up during the football campaign off and on during the basketball season. He was rested here in the last 10 days or so. Did compete well in the last game, the victory by Fort Loramie over Riverside, 55-35. Redskins won the opener, Clobber and Covington, 73-47. Eli Rosengarten, red hot, shooting the basketball. Brandewee, 71% free throw line. Rosengarten, 68%. Those two young men combined for about 20 points a game for Fort Loramie. And how about Albers and Kemper alternating on the block for the Redskins? Sometimes they're in there together. Those two young men now averaging 12.5 points a game between them, and they always come up with 7-8 rebounds between them.
Well, Mason Kemper had his best offensive game of the year in that last game, and boy, if he can contribute like that, he's always good. He's always a real good defender, always a good rebounder, but if he can contribute offensively like that too, man, that just makes them that much better.
And Nathan Ratterman at 6'4", 200 pounds, so hard to guard. He can go inside and out. He's been outstanding behind the arc this year, 41% from three-point land, 51% overall, shooting twos and threes together. And Nathan gives you another rebounding advantage from the perimeter. He gets about four a game, four boards per contest.
Right. You're right. At 6'4", I mean, he will go inside, but he shoots over top of the defense. If you try to zone him, you're in trouble. The kid, and he left-handed, but he can get to the rim. Strong kid, real tough for the other team to guard because they either have to put a post player on him to match up with his size, and that gives him a mismatch someplace else on the floor then.
Jake Ratterman, until a week ago, was shooting 41% behind the arc. He often starts. Nolan Burning comes off the bench, a 38% three-point shooter. Have not even mentioned the Meshers yet.
Yeah.
Those are two fire plugs. And in the last game, Carter did begin it. He was among the opening five on the floor. I'm sure we'll see both Meshers a lot of Carter, no question about that.
No doubt. I mean, you got Brandwee, you got two Rattermans, you got Mesher, you got Albers, you got Nate Meyer, you got Rosengarten, you got Burning, you got Mason Kemper. That is a formidable task for Ansonia and anybody else to put up with. The other end of the floor, though, if you let Muir get excited, if you let him get a good start to the game, he can keep them in the basketball game.
Oh, he sure can. And late in the season, Ansonia played St. Henry at Ansonia in Dark County to a real good 59-52 fight. St. Henry won it by 7. But this Ansonia team played the Redskins very, very close. They would like to take another Redskins team right down to the wire tonight.
They'd like to go a little farther. They'd like to have that 7-point lead at the end instead of 7 points behind.
And the way Rushi's been playing in the last couple games here in the tournament, Chuck, that 53-40 loss suffered by Ansonia to Rushi at the beginning of February doesn't look all that bad either.
No, it does not look bad at all. Rushi's been playing lights out. They're a scary team when they play like they have the last two times here.
Franklin Monroe boys, a pretty good club. Ansonia beat Franklin Monroe early in the year by 10. Ansonia owns a one-point win over Newton in overtime, and Newton is still in the tournament. How about that?
Well, Legacy Christian doesn't like the fact that Newton's still in the tournament.
So the Ansonia Tigers have played some very good basketball this year. They've only scored a grand spanking total of 75 in two games here in the sectional tournament, but played good enough defense to win twice, and here they are. Fort Loramie tries to knock out Ansonia tonight. Redskins need a better beginning. Sloppy starts in the two opening games for head coach Britton's club here in the tournament.
Well, I'll tell you, if it's close at the end, those kids at the other end of the floor have won two games with ice water at the end of it. I mean, they made plays, and they need to get them out of the game early and get rid of their excitement.
Yep, no question about that. Fort Loramie and Sonia, and Sonia wants to keep it close for a half or so in hopes of shifting the burden of pressure to Fort Loramie. in the final two quarters. Thanks so much to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Also, Brookings in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. An anchor underwriting sponsor, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. And the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. We'll run down additional sponsors in a moment. National Anthem next. And then it's basketball from Piqua on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins want to hang one on, and Sonya Early, and Sonya wants to hang around. And Sonya Tigers winning two straight here in sectional play, 38-35 over Mississinewa Valley, and a 37-36 cliffhanger against the Bodkins Trojans. Big win for Ansonia over Bodkins. I think a lot of people, Chuck, had already written Bodkins into this game tonight against Fort Loramie. It didn't happen. Give Ansonia credit. The Tigers had other ideas.
Yeah, it is so loud in here, I have trouble hearing it through my headset.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie is the one to call. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Go to the website, TomJerry's.com. Thanks so much here on ScoresBroadcast.com to additional anchor underwriting sponsors, Parker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Additional sponsors, Bambauer, fertilizer and seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. The in-between, just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc. It's grown to include 8 growing divisions. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior in Rushi, along with the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Check them out at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Call Chris North for your veterans' benefits. 937-498-7282. Stay informed with Chris at the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. All set to go to start it. Center circle. It is Mason Kemper, 6'4", for Fort Loramie. And Hunter Muir, 6'4", for Ansonia. Both seniors. The official tosses it. And it's batted into backcourt, picked up by Ansonia. Tigers moving from right to left on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination. They turn the lights all the way out here at Pippa's Garbage Gym for the introduction of both rosters. So we had to make do with lights from our phones here at the scoresbroadcast.com media table. Here's a pass into the post by Ansonia. It is knocked away by Fort Loramie. Loose on the deck. It's a jump, and the Redskins gain possession.
Boy, it is loud, and it is crowded in here. Good crowds on both sides of the floor.
I'd say what, Chuck? A good 1,800 anyway?
Yeah, I would think. It's three-quarters full for sure. This side's full. The other side is three-quarters.
Here is Fort Loramie with the ball. Foul line back to the hoop. It's Kemper outside the arc to Brandewee. Nick Brandewee, Jake Ratterman, 6'2", 6'1". Out front, Nick, a junior. Ratterman, a senior. Nathan Ratterman at a wing, a 6'4", senior. There's a ball thrown into the post to Kemper. He flipped it up there with the left hand. It bounced off. No good from 8 feet. Rebound down to Ansonia. Here's Hunter Muir powering his way into the lane. Off balance. Wild hook shot. He was well guarded. He went all the way over the backboard and hit a cable above the glass.
Well, he needs to calm down a little bit. He's going to try real hard, but that was not a good shot.
Eli Rosengarten starts for Fort Loramie, along with Nathan Ratterman, Mason Kemper. Nathan, 6'4", senior. Kemper, 6'4", senior. Eli, 6'1", senior. And as I mentioned, Nick Brandewee and Jake Ratterman round out the opening five. Outside the arc, it's Brandewee. Brandewee hangs on, gives it to Nathan Ratterman. He's available. He chucks up a 25-footer, missed it off the heel. Long rebound, Ansonia. Midcourt driving up the floor. It is Matthew Ferrier. Ferrier has the ball popped in the air, stolen by Rosengarten. Rosengarten quickly down the floor against Buckingham. Driving layup, danced off the rim. Here's Ansonia back the other way. Two on two, a pass for Roland. Broken up by Fort Loramie, intercepted by Nathan Ratterman. It's been a horse race so far, no points. We've played 2 minutes. Ansonia Tigers start Matthew Ferrier, 6'3", junior. Hunter Buckingham, a 5'9", junior. Leading scorer, Hunter Muir, 11.5 points a game, a 6'4", senior. Matthew Shook, a 5'11", senior. Andrew Rowland, the wide body, 5'11", senior in the middle. Here's a weave by Fort Loramie on top. It's Rosengarten, foul line, nearly walked. Fed the ball into the lane to the cutter. Kemper going from left to right across the paint, and it's stripped out of bounds by Ansonia. Still no score. We played 2.5 minutes. Here's Brandewee inbounding right of the basket for the Redskins. Fort Loramie in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Ansonia home white, orange numerals, some black trim across the bottom of the shorts. Here's Brandewee, shake and make move. He cuts into the lane, running one-hander with the left. He's got it.
Somebody needs to explain the over and back rule to the Ansonia fans.
That was a good slashing maneuver by Brandewee, leading to a field goal for Fort Loramie. 2-0 Redskins lead. Here's Jake Ratterman hooking an Ansonia player at the timeline. 5:13 to go here in the first quarter. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Ansonia at the center stripe gets the ball into Buckingham. Buckingham to Roland. And Fort Loramie's hands are everywhere. Another deflection. A third steal already in this game for the red and black. Brandewee comes down with it, head of the key to Jake Ratterman, in the post to Kemper, on the arc to Brandewee. There's that slice move into the lane. Oh, a late dish to Kemper, hook shot, left hand, good. Foul against Ansonia, counted, plus one.
Foul's on Muir, that'll be his first.
Four minutes, 51 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Redskins, Chuck, off to a more fiery start than Fort Loramie displayed in the first two games of the tournament.
You've got every coach up yelling when they're on defense.
We are at the end of the Redskins bench. In fact, head coach Corey Britton is right in front of us now, a good 2-3 feet out of the floor. The foul shot is good by Kemper, and it's 5-0 Fort Loramie. Here's Ferrier on the arc for Ansonia. Straight away Buckingham. Near side, it goes to Matthew Shook. He shut off short corner of Brandewee, who fights the ball away from him. Fourth steal, Fort Loramie. Outlet to Rosengarten. All the way to the cup. It rolls around, comes out. It did a 360. Stick back, Nathan Ratterman. Got it. He's got it. Redskins on fire. Fort Loramie didn't score the first 80 seconds. And in the last 2 minutes, they've reeled off seven straight. 7-0 Fort Loramie. 4:20 left in the opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
At Fort Loramie's defense, Chuck, which holds opponents to 39 points a game, has been very stingy so far in this contest. Numerous deflections in the first 4 minutes.
Really, really quick hands.
Here's Ferrier, top of the circle for Ansonia. He barrels down the right side of the lane and overshoots. He was going pell-mell. Loramie defended him pretty good. Shot was much too hard. Here's Brandewee going 60 feet for Fort Loramie. Almost coast to coast. He hits, driving through the lane. Nobody slowed him down. Brandewee off to a fine beginning. Redskins up 9-0. Brandewee and Kemper with all the points so far.
No, Ratterman has two also.
He's got a stick back. 3:45 left in period number one. 9-0 Fort Loramie. Ferrier dribbles behind the back on the arc. Goes outside the circle on the right to Shook. Shook's got an avenue right down the lane. Scooped it. Somebody hacked him. He's awarded 2 free throws. 9-0 Fort Loramie. Redskins' hands have been all over the place. They've been getting a piece of numerous passes dished off by Ansonia here in the first 4.5 minutes. And the Redskins have come up with at least 4 steals. The turnovers by Ansonia have been forced because of the tenacity of the Redskins so far. Free throw by Shook is too long. Second shot, front rim, backboard, and in. First point for Ansonia. It took them 4.5 minutes. Tigers get a point on the board at the 3:33 mark. Redskins into the forecourt. Nolan Burning out there right now for Fort Loramie. Nolan, a 5'11 sophomore. He's got the ball 25 feet away on the right. And then he meets resistance. He's pinched by two white shirts. A jump occurs. Arrow favors Ansonia. 3 minutes, 18 seconds left to go first quarter. Head coach Corey Britton's got to be tickled with the way Fort Loramie's opened up in this game after sluggish starts against Covington and Riverside. Although Fort Loramie did win those games easily. Fort Loramie wasn't sharp early. They got warmed up real quickly here tonight. Game was scoreless for close to 2 minutes. Fort Loramie up 9-1 now. 2:57 left in the opening period. Here's a drive to the basket by Hunter Muir. He comes in from the right corner. Tries to lay it up over two Redskins. Short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Burning throws a pass down the floor to Carter Mesher. Mesher steers in from the right corner. Blocked away by Ansonia. Here's Hunter Muir. Here's Buckingham. Long three. Air ball. Rolling below the rim. Saved it inbounds. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go in the first. 9-1 Redskins. Burning left open. Long three-pointer. Hit the back brace. Hunter Muir got the carom for Ansonia. A little out of control at midcourt is Muir. He wants to drive. top of the circle, foul line, hemmed in. On the arc to Buckingham. Now Ferrier. Reese Stominson, now a 5'10 sophomore. And here's Ferrier cutting loose. He's got a bit of breathing room as he barges down the left side of the paint. Foul Fort Loramie, which did not get set inside.
Well, they're sitting on his right hand, forcing him to go left. He went left, dribbling the ball in his right hand. He's going to get picked if he keeps trying that.
Free throw by Ferrier, up and in for Ansonia. 9-2 Redskins, 2:06 to go here in the first quarter. Game was scoreless for 80 seconds. And then Fort Loramie rattled off 7 points in a little over 2 minutes. Second free throw by Ferrier of the Tigers. Swish. 9-3 Fort Loramie. Redskins have Burning on the court. Albers in the middle now for Kemper. Outside the arc on the left, it's Nate Meyer who is among the five. Nate, a 6 foot soft. Deep in the right corner, Nate's got it. High right to Rosengarten. Outside the arc on the left to Jake Radovan.
And Sonia's gone zone now.
Foul line extended left, it's Albers. Near side, Meyer. Left corner, it's Burning. Straight away, Rosengarten. Oh, right into the middle of the zone to Albers. He's open, spins, doesn't shoot. Flips it back on the arc to Rosengarten. He does shoot, and he drills it. On the arc, Eli cans a bomb. 12-3, Fort Loramie. 1:22 to go, opening quarter. And Sonia without a bucket from the floor. Here is Ferrier, 25 feet away. Good switch off by the Redskins. Right now, Albers is on Muir. Kemper had been guarding him earlier. Foul strike, Ferrier. Right side to Stommen. Stommen with an arm into the chest of Jake Ratterman. No call. Here's Hunter Muir, boxed in far side of the floor. And then he makes a bad pass as the Redskins had everybody covered. Muir just simply lost his cool and threw it away.
Well, they're playing at a pace they don't want to play at, and they're not having success. The combination's not good.
12-3 Fort Loramie, 52 seconds to go here in the opening stanza. Burning up and over the timeline for the Redskins. Outside the arc on the right to Nate Meyer. He's now 35 feet from the goal to Burning. Deep right corner, Rosengarten. Weaves a pass into the post to Albers. Twisting, turning, banks it up there. It bounced away. No. Rebound Muir. He comes down the floor. Lickety-split for Ansonia. Into the right corner. Behind him to Buckingham. He jacks up a three. Missed it. A little heavy. Rebound is jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Still no field goals in the game for Ansonia. 26 seconds to go in the first. 12-3 Fort Loramie. 7 of 9 games here in this sectional tournament. Boys D4 have been blowouts this year. Good inbounds play by Ansonia right beneath the rim. Roland gobbles it up. Outfought a couple Redskins for it. And then reached up and laid it through right below the rim. Roland with a field goal, the first for Ansonia. It's 12-5 Redskins. Brandowee guns a three, right wing with 4 seconds left. Missed it. Rebound Muir. Muir at midcourt for Ansonia. His long Hail Mary hit the bottom of the net just short. No good. First quarter over. Fort Loramie 12, Ansonia 5 on scorersbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie, scoresbroadcast.com. 12-3 Fort Loramie over Ansonia. We're about to start the second quarter. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Fort Loramie ball to start the second quarter. Ball lobbed inside to the shooter, fadeaway Rosengarten, 8 feet, little shy. Long rebound, though, Brandewies to Rosengarten. Hits a cutter low on the right, Nathan Radiman. Spins, puts it up high off the window, no good. Rebound, punched out of bounds by Ansonia. Redskins were challenged on a couple two in-close shots. Could not get either one to drop. Fort Loramie ball left of the rim. Lobbed in the paint to Radiman. Baseline left, Brandewies. Line drive jumper along two. It's good.
They're only shooting 33%. They could have a much better lead if they were shooting the ball better.
Yeah, Redskins that last possession got three shots. Missed two from in tight before Brandewies' 16-footer. Here's Shook down the floor for Ansonia. On the arc to Buckingham. Only one field goal in the game in 9 minutes so far for the Tigers, who trail 14-5. Seven to play till halftime. Hunter Muir, leading scorer on the year, has the ball outside the arc on the right. Here's Roland, head of the key, one bounce. Now to Ferrier, 25 feet away. Nate Meyer on him, near side Shook. Shook darts into the lane, running one-hander, hit the back rim twice, and came down to Brandewies' hands. Long throw to Kemper. Kemper to the cup, blocked on the play by Hunter Muir.
Boy, did he get up on that one.
Stellar defensive action by Hunter Muir. He crammed the Redskins shooter, and Sonya's got the ball four-court left. Hunter Muir on the arc. Fakes left, goes right in the corner, around Kemper, all the way to the rim. Fantastic maneuver by Hunter Muir. Boy, that was dazzling.
Yeah, he's a heck of a ball player, no doubt about it.
14-7, and Sonya tried to strap back into it. 6:14 to go, second quarter. Here's Rosengarten, foul line, Brandewies. Behind the arc to Eli, right corner, Nathan Radiman. High right, Brandewies, he sizes up a three, missed it off to the left. And Sonya's got the rebound. 6 minutes to go in the second, and Sonya now with a chance to make it even tighter. Straightaway Ferrier's got the ball for Ansonia. Right side throw, Buckingham. Straightaway Roland. Right wing Muir, Kemper on him. Here's Muir, fadeaway shot. Long two, right corner, around and out. Taken down by Brandewies. Fires up ahead to Rosengarten. Right corner, Nate Meyer. Baseline right, Kemper. Straightaway Eli. Shot fake, nearly fouled. Gave it to Nathan Radiman. 28-footer by Nathan. Hit the heel. Long rebound kick to a Tiger, and he smacked down by Radiman, who was out of control. Nathan fouled it.
That's his second.
5:27 left to go. Second quarter, 14-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. Tigers have settled down a little bit now. Fort Loramie has on the floor right now Kemper, Burning. We got Carter Mesher in now as Ansonia goes high, low. Hunter Muir for Ferrier, slicing toward the rim, caught it with his right hand, and it was speared away out of bounds by the Redskins. Nolan Burning on the floor for Fort Loramie. Carter Mesher, Jake Radiman both out there as well. Beneath the rim, Ferrier inbounds for Ansonia, which prefers to play only six or seven guys. Redskins go with 10 or a dozen. Inbounded, Ansonia deep left corner, spin move. Fort Loramie nearly forced a steal. It rolled away from the Redskins over the end line. Ansonia still has it. About 8 feet from the corner of the floor on the baseline, it's inbounded. 5:08 to go first half. Fort Loramie by seven. Here's Shook in the paint, nearly walked. Gave it up on the arc to Ferrier. Ferrier picked up by Carter Mesher. Ferrier retreats to the Pickwinians logo at midcourt. Hands off on the plate to Hunter Muir. Shot fake. Foul line doesn't shoot. And then he makes an errant pass. And then Fort Loramie makes a sloppy one. Out of bounds into the Tigers cheering section across the way. Well, Fort Loramie, after a real good five and a half minutes of the first quarter, hasn't played very well here in the second.
Well, sometimes I know you love to sub and you try to keep the same pattern, but when you got a team playing that well, you might keep them out there another couple of minutes.
Here is Shook, top of the circle, wants to drive. Good, solid D by Burning. who chokes him off. Ball given up to Ferrier, near center circle. Carter Mesher on him, shoulder to shoulder. Deep right corner of the floor. It is Reese Stahman, a sub, and off the bench. Now Roland, high left. Burning guard shook, left corner of the court. Now it is Jake Radiman on Roland. Here's Roland like a football player, a madman. He goes sprinting into the lane, and he goes hard all the way to the basket. Had no intent to shoot it. Knew that he was being bear hugged by a Redskin while dribbling. Eventually, the referee called the foul. It's Common. It's the fifth on Fort Loramie, and Sonya has just one.
Poor Mason Kemper that time took a charge after the foul, so he just got drilled for nothing.
Here's a long three after the inbounds pass. It is pumped up there by Buckingham. 25-footer. Oh, it did a 720. A washing machine-like spin around the rim multiple times. Tough break. It came out. Redskins counter in a hurry. One, two passes. Randall open in the paint. 10-foot jumper way off the mark. Rebound in Sonya. 3:54 to go. Second quarter. 14-7. We've been stuck there now for nearly 2 minutes. Baseline drive shook. Goes short corner to Muir, and Muir fumbled it, coughed it up. Here's Fort Loramie, two on two. Rosengarten, like a flash, goes dashing in from the right wing and scores. Fine transition goal by the Redskins, who lead it 16-7. Midcourt with the ball is Ansonia. Roland can't get it over the timeline, and he does not make it in 10 seconds. .325 to go here in the quarter. Period number two, Fort Loramie up 16-7 over Ansonia. It has been a physically played game, tight defensively by both clubs. Fort Loramie shooting not sharp, or the lead would be more. Ansonia's turned it over plenty. Ball thrown right corner, Nate Meyer to Brandewee. Nate drives, short corner, pulls up, back to Nate on the arc. Dumps it left wing to Burning. Cross-court skip pass caught by Nate Meyer, baseline right. Feeds to Albers in the lane, juggled it, got it back. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Here's Nolan Burning outside the arc and left. Foul line, Brandewee. Near side, Rosengarten, spin move. Steps inside the top of the circle, fires a high one. It hit the heel, went way up in the air. Rebound tapped around off Fort Loramie.
Hey, Setzer into the lineup.
2:47 left, second quarter, 16-7, Fort Loramie by 9. Here's Ansonia, backcourt Stahman, dropped it, got it back. Up over the stripe to Hunter Muir, Brandewee on Stahman, 25 feet away. Hunter Muir sets up outside the circle on the left, guarded by Burning, good switch by Fort Loramie. Muir still bounces it, Fort Loramie's got 5 team fouls, Ansonia only 1, 2:20 to go till halftime. Fort Loramie on top, 16-7. Hunter Muir behind him to Stahman. Stahman fakes right, goes left. Elbow in the left. Fires a pass left corner to Shook. Shook got away with a big-time walk. Missed a runner in the lane. Stick back, no good on the inside by Ansonia. And Fort Loramie gets the carom eventually. That was about as big a travel as you'll see in the middle of the floor, not called.
That was bad.
Here's Brandewee, 25 feet away for Fort Loramie. Straightaway Burning. Outside the arc on the left, it's Rosengarten. Foul stripe, Albers. Oh, feeds a cutter coming in from the right corner. It's Nate Meyer. He missed a gimme. He was challenged late. It would not fall. And Sonya got the rebound. Hunter Muir roaming down the right side of the floor, staying in bounds, being shouldered en route by Albers of Fort Loramie.
That 2-3 zone that Ansonia's gone to has stymied Loramie. They need to keep their defense up and try to get some fast breaks because they're not attacking the zone very well at all.
Are not. Yep, the 2-3 thwarting the Redskins for much of this first half. And Fort Loramie, you get transition baskets midway through the first quarter to get the lead. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie. Redskins made a pilfer job. A Redskin player off and running. It was Albers. He took it this side of the timeline, zipped the other 60 feet all the way to the rim. There was a foul called out on the floor, intentional, on Ansonia.
Yeah, he just took him and shoved him when he started to go around him.
Nope. Albers, one of the weaker shooting free throw men for Fort Loramie. throws it up off the back iron. We're still stuck at 16-7. Here is the second of the intentional foul free throws coming. It is good. 17-7 Fort Loring. Albers pulled some thievery far side of the floor. In Ansonia's half court, away he went, and Ansonia's reached out and tugged on him. He went ahead to the rim, scored it, but field goal was negated. One of two free throws, though, and now Fort Loramie gets the ball out of bounds. Albers foul line. Minute 16 to go, first half. Now Brandewee's got it, 30 feet away. And Sonia's only got two buckets in the entire game so far. Three free throws, two field goals. And now Fort Loramie up at 10 is hanging on to the basketball against the Ansonia zone. Top of the circle burning. Now Brandewee, 53 seconds to go in the second. Head coach Corey Britton says, hey, run some offense, but no reason to shoot if you don't have a good one. Here's Brandewee up and under. What a heck of a spin move in the lane. Shot it with the left hand, no good. Long rebound out to Albers. Albers dished it to Burning on the arc, and before he could pump it up there, holding foul below the rim against Ansonia. .4 to go in the second quarter. Mason Kemper on the floor for Albers for Fort Loramie. Burning below the basket. Wants to go to Kemper's inside. Can't do it. 5 seconds elapse. Ansonia ball. 17-7 Fort Loramie. Under a minute to go, first half of play. Choke and pressure by Fort Loramie in backcourt. Ferrier picks up his dribble. Goes to Shook. Right back to Ferrier. Near side to Shook over the timeline. 30 seconds left here in the second quarter. Right wing, it's Hunter Muir. Rises up to shoot, doesn't. Feeds the ball off to Buckingham. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. And it's an over and back call. That was close. And Sonia fans are not happy at all. They thought the Redskins undercut Buckingham for the Tigers.
I didn't agree with the one that they didn't call, and I didn't agree with that one they did call.
21.6 left in the second. Fort Loramie's physical play has gotten Ansonia out of its game somewhat here in the first half, but because of the zone defense by the Tigers and poor shooting by the Redskins, it's only a 17-7 Fort Loramie lead. 16 seconds to go, second period. Brandewee with a left foot at center circle. Gives it up outside the arc to Jake Ratterman. 8 to go. Deep right corner, Rosengarten. Into the post, Kemper. Rotation to Jake Ratterman. Three-pointer. Lift the rim with 2 to go. Rebound Fort Loramie. Intercepted by Ansonia. And the second quarter ends. Good ball rotation by the Redskins. You got a fine shot. It just would not stick in. It circled around the iron and came out. Jake Radovan's 3-try with a couple ticks on the clock before the end of the second quarter. Well, it's a football score at the halftime break. Fort Loramie 17, Ansonia 7, upper bracket sectional championship, boys division 4, here at Piqua on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year, and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. At Fort Loramie 17 and Sonya 7 here at the half of the upper bracket boys D4 sectional championship. Redskins, with the exception of 4 or 5 minutes, have not played well offensively. Defense, very good. 2 baskets for Ansonia in the initial 16 minutes of this game. Offensively for Fort Loramie, not so much. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
Well, the 2-3 zone slowed them down, and if they're not getting the steals and running the floor, Ansonia, good coaching move there so far. Held them to 5 points in the second quarter. The team shooting, Loramie, 7 of 25, that's 28%, only 1 of 8 behind the arc, that's 12.5%, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Ansonia, 2 of 14 from the floor, that's 14%, missed all 4 of their threes, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Ansonia has a 17-13 rebounding advantage, Loramie 5-4 on the offensive boards. Ansonia turned the ball 11 times in the first half. Loramie only turned it 3. 10-2 advantage Loramie in the paint. 10-0 points off turnovers. Individual scoring for Ansonia, they've got 3 young men with 2. That's Ferrier and Muir and Roland, and a free throw from Shook. They scored 5 and 2, 7 points in the first half. Loramie led by Brandway with 6, 5 from Rosengarten. They got 3 from Mason Kemper, 2 from Nathan Ratterman, a single free throw from Albers. They scored 12 and 5, 5-2 in the second quarter, and it's 17-7 at the half.
And these two clubs have combined for 9 for 39 shooting.
Yeah.
That's less than 25% for the two clubs total in the first two quarters of this game. Horrific shooting from the floor. Defenses have had something to do with it. But neither team on offensively, bumping up the basketball. Both clubs ice cold.
Well, yeah, I mean, Brandewey 3 of 8.
Yep.
That's the best shooting that Loramie's got going today. On the other side, Muir's 1 of 4. Buckingham's missed all 3 of his attempts. All of them were 3s. Ansonia needs to get those two kids going.
Right.
It's amazing. You score 7 points and you're only down 10 at the half.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Chuck, what does Fort Loramie need to do to get Ansonia out of the zone? If the lead goes to 15-16 here in the first couple minutes of the third quarter, does Ansonia make a change?
Well, I think they're going to have to, but you got to make shots. If you make shots,
right.
The middle's open. Get the ball in the middle, turn, have your people in the corners moving down to the block, and then it turns into a 3-on-2 situation. But you make some shots and they get out of the zone. Right now, they're not making shots. There's no reason to get out of it.
Fort Loramie 17 and Sonia 7. That is indeed the halftime score, not the first quarter score. That's the score after 16 minutes, 2 periods in the books. Upper bracket sectional championship here at Piqua. Fort Loramie 17 and Sonia 7. That is our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine
in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. It supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors all around the world. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years now, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 10:40 a.m. webcast time, Fort Loramie girls play Cedarville at Troy in a Division IV district championship game. It's the first of three tomorrow at Troy. We cover game one live stream, 10:40 webcast time on scoresbroadcast.com. Then tomorrow night, the showdown between Rushi and Jackson Center right here at Piqua. The lower bracket sectional championship, boys division four. Rushi, Jackson Center, tip at 7, webcast time, 6:40 p.m. tomorrow night. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, can we break for a half minute? 17-7, Fort Loramie over Ansonia. 45 seconds or so away from the start of a third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And Sonia Tigers begin the third quarter with the basketball. The five players out there to start the second half represent the quintet who began the game. It is Roland in the post. Hunter Muir, Hunter Buckingham, Matthew Ferrier, and Matthew Shook. Two Matthews, two Hunters. And Roland's first name is Andrew. And Sonia taking time off the clock as we start the second half. Here's Ferrier between the rings. Down to 7.5 to go here in the third. Not a shot taken. Second half of this game. Lengthy possession, Ansonia. Tight man-to-man before Orman. Then Ansonia decides to trigger one out of nowhere. Buckingham throws up a near 30-footer, airballs it. Fort Loramie gets the rebound, and a 3-on-2 fast break on the receiving end, Ratterman. Jake Ratterman scores. Who dished it, Chuck?
That was Brandewey.
Well, what a throw by Nick Brandewey. Here is Ansonia beating the Fort Loramie pressure. Shook slides in from the right corner. He's got the advantage, and he coughed up the ball. He turned it over. 19-7 Fort Loramie, first minute. Third quarter. Brandewey walks it up over the timeline. Boy, that was a beautiful thread of the needle by Brandewey to Ratterman.
Yeah, it was.
And Jake caught it
about two strides from the hoop. Here's back door. Randuita Rosengarten blocked at the rim. Roland and Muir were there. Here comes Hunter Muir exploding down the left side. Hits the trailer Ferrier. He goes sprinting into the lane. Hooks it up on the run. Collision. Defensive foul against Fort Loramie. 6:31 to go here in the third quarter. 19-7 Redskins. Couple of foul shots here for Ferrier. And Sonia still stymied with only two field goals in the game so far. And we played 19 and a half minutes. The free throw by Ferrier rattles in and out. I said 19 and a half. I should have said 17 and a half. In and out again. One rattled, one lipped the rim. Tough break for Ansonia. They still sit at 7. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Deep in the right corner, Jake Radiman fed it to the baseline. Then it was thrown back out to him, and Hunter Buckingham steered that ball over the end line out of bounds off Ansonia. In the corner of the floor, Jake Radiman, the playmaker for Fort Loramie. Flips it out 25 feet away to Brandewee, picked up by Ferrier. High screen by Kemper. Kemper rolls. Now Nathan Radiman. 25 feet away, Jake. Skips into the lane. Now to Rosengarten, who gave it up, got it back, and shot the three. Bingo! Eli Rosengarten from range.
Well, they came out. You didn't have to get them out of their zone. They took themselves out of it. I'm not sure I understand that.
22-7, Fort Loramie leads. Here's Ferrier trying to creep down the right side of the floor in front of the Ansonia bench. Jake Radiman thought he was there in time. He just picked up his third foul, though. Ball out of bounds to Ansonia at the far end of the scorer's table, just over the timeline. It goes to Hunter Muir. What's Hunter Muir got in the way of points, Chuck?
He's got two.
Here's a dribble drive, a shook into the lane, low on the right to Roland. Good shot fake, up strong. He blew it. A gimme, point blanker. Rebound Redskins. Here's Brandewee. Bodied and fouled by Ferrier, no call. On the arc to Nathan Radiman. In the paint to Kemper. Hooks with the left hand, overshot it. Little heavy, shook, garnered the board. He's on the dead run down to Roland. Roland hits the trailer, shook. Blocked away by Kemper. Loose ball, Muir's got it. In the corner, out to Ferrier. Now Buckingham. Muir left side. 15-point lead Fort Loramie. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. On the arc, Buckingham. 40 feet away, it's Ferrier. Fort Loramie's defense has been unbelievably stingy. Only two baskets on the floor for Ansonia all night. And we played nearing 20 minutes. Skip pass, cross court. Shook's got it. Good defense from Brandewee. Shook dives into the lane. He stopped, fades away, and got a bank shot out of it, and it went in. Third fielder for Ansonia tonight. 22-9, Fort Loramie. Nathan Radiman ahead of the key. Right corner, Carter Mesher. And Roland tries to draw a charge, can't do it. He is not stationary at all. Well out on the floor, common. Fort Loramie possession. Nate Meyer back on the hardwood. Nathan Radiman gets a respite. 4:28 to go, third quarter. Redskins up 22-9. Inbound to Brandewee, 40 feet away. Brandewee down the right side. Straightaway Kemper, ball high overhead. Near wing Brandewee. On top, Nate Meyer wants to drop it into Kemper, can't do it. Carter Mesher, right side of the floor, has the ball around a player, all the way to the rim, blocked away from behind by Muir. Here's Shook, one on two, running down the court for Ansonia. Didn't have the advantage, missed it. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Mesher leaking out. Carter Mesher layup. He's got two more.
Did a good job of not going back on defense.
Ansonia forecourt, Ferrier timeline. Yeah, Shook, last trip down for Ansonia, made an unwise move. He did not have the man advantage. It was virtually one on three. Muir just chucked up a three and missed it. Buckingham got the long board. He hoisted one, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie, which leads by 15. Brandewee on the go, into the lane, tackled by Ferrier on the drive, I believe. 3:28 left in the third. And Sonia, three field goals in 20 and a half minutes in this game. Full timeout called. Inside of four to go in the third. Redskins up 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
And thank you to these Fort Lauderdale game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Here's Fort Lauderdale with the ball, sloppy pass, intercepted by Ansonia. 3:16 to go, third quarter. And Sonia trails Fort Lauderdale by 15 points. Outside the arc on the left, it is Buckingham. New player in there, Ethan Fisher, 5'9 junior guard. Ferrier between the circles on the bounce. Now to Fisher. Brandewee on him. Left side of the floor. It goes on the play to Ansonia's Roland. Near side to Fisher, kicked out of bounds by Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale's pressuring man-to-man has made it very difficult for Ansonia all night long. In fact, Hunter Muir sits down at this point. Leading scorer on the year for the Tigers.
You know, they can't have him out very long if they want to get back in this.
Ball inbounded 25 feet away to Ferrier. Ferrier dribbling. Ball high overhead. Elbow on the left and Roland puts it on the deck. Drives against Nathan Radiman. Overshoots it from 7 feet. Weak side rebound. Tracked down by Fort Lauderdale. Fired ahead to Nate Meyer. Looks in the middle for Albers at the elbow. Then he goes right back out on the arc to Burning. Right side pass, Carter Mesher. Carter Mesher playing his usual hustling style of game for the Redskins tonight. 6'1 senior. Now to Burning, top of the circle. He's crowded, nearly fouled. Gave it up near side to Nate Meyer. Boy, it's been a rugged, good defensive game. Each team stern at the defensive end. Ball given up to Albers. Top of the circle. Foul line doesn't shoot. Whips it lower to Ratterman. Low on the right. He's doubled. Right corner. Arc shot. But Nate Meyer hit the rim. Went way up in the air. Rebound to Roland. Roland almost traveled with the ball. Dug it off the hardwood. Fed it down the floor to Buckingham. His long three way shy. Rebound down to Fort Lauderdale. Minute 40 left, third quarter. We're stuck at 24-9. Nobody picks up Burning to the foul line. Left corner open, Carter Mesher. It's wide right. Rebounded by Ansonia. Redskins shooting very poorly.
Terrible.
But Fort Lauderdale's defense has held Ansonia to 9 points, three field goals. We're almost through three quarters. Here's Ferrier dribbling down the right side. And the ball is pounded away out of bounds by Mesher, who's changed for Jake Ratterman at this point. Minute 18 to go, third quarter. Jake Ratterman in for Mesher, 24-9 Redskins. Ferrier, sideline, ball high overhead. Drops it off in the corner to a teammate, then gets it back. Hunter Muir is on the hardwood again for Ansonia. Fakes left, goes right, baseline, meets resistance, spins. He stepped out of bounds. Chuck, how many turnovers for Ansonia?
That's got to be 15.
At least. They had five right out of the gate in the opening 2 to 3 minutes.
Well, they had 12 at halftime, so three or four this quarter.
A minute remaining in the third. Redskins still up 15. Nobody scored in 2.5 minutes. Here's Burning. He's got a little bit of a crease, and he angles down the right side of the lane. A lot of body. Foul called Ansonia just as Burning was trying to umph that shot up toward the rim, and as a result, he's awarded two. 55.3 to go third quarter. Free throw, Nolan Burning, short. Redskins shooting woes continue at the stripe. Second shot here for Nolan. Fort Laramie up 15. 55.3 left, third quarter. Second shot burning. One, two, three, four bounces on target. 25-9 Fort Laramie. Hope we had a game last night in which Bradford scored, what, a grand total of 11?
They had 11 for the game.
And Sonia's got 9 here with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fort Laramie on top, 25-9. Here's Ferrier between the rings. Fakes right, goes left. Below the foul line, doesn't shoot. Hands to a teammate, deep left corner. And here's a line drive jumper by Shook. A triple. He drills it. And a timeout is called by the Tigers. 32.2 left in the third. 25-12 in favor of Fort Laramie after the three-pointer by Shook of the Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have 5 more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
It's a good idea to get new tires right away to grip the road firmly. That next storm is on the way. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie has a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Call Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. That's 295-3971, 937-295-3971, M&A Muffler and Tires. 10 seconds left in the third. Fort Laramie with the ball to her left. Top of the key, Kemper. Near side, it goes to Brandewee. Right back to the cutting Kemper. Oh, he missed a gimme with 2 seconds to go in the third quarter. He was right in front of the basket. He used the glass. It trickled off the iron. That's been the way it's gone for Fort Laramie. A lid on it for the Redskins. Both teams, for that matter. 25-12 Fort Laramie. Not after one, not after two, but after three here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Redskins got untracked offensively by mid to late second quarter. First two tourney sectional games, not tonight. We start the fourth. Fort Laramie has been held in check, in part by Ansonia's good defense, a zone much of the night. But Fort Laramie's shooting has been ice cold. Fort Laramie's got 25 points as we start the fourth. Redskins lead, though, 25-12. Ansonia, 4 buckets from the floor on the night. And here's a Fort Laramie skip pass from Brandewee, far side to Nate Meyer. It's off the mark into the second row.
Fort Laramie, 10 of 34 and 2 of 11 shooting threes. Ansonia, 4 of 24 and 1 of 9 shooting threes.
My goodness. Quick math, 14 for 58 between the two clubs. 14 for 58. Here's a lob pass by Ansonia. Ferrier out near midcourt. Threw it over the top of Kemper. Hunter Muir caught it near the rim and scored. Coming right back, Fort Laramie. Brandewee jumps into the lane. Ball punched away by Ansonia off the shoulder of Brandewee. It goes out of bounds. Stellar defensive play
by the Tigers.
They don't want to get Ansonia back in this game because at the end of the game, Ansonia's going to have confidence.
Oh, yeah. Tiger fans riled up. Ansonia's won two tourney games here at Piqua at the buzzer. Here's Muir on the arc, elbow in the right. Dumps it down into Roland. Deflected by Fort Loramie and swiped. Here comes Rosengarten on the jaunt. Down the floor in the right corner. Loops the pass inside to Kemper. Dribbles with the left. Muir on his back. On the arc to Brandewee. Right back to Rosengarten. Right side. Oh, he's got a lane. Rosengarten drives. He rimmed a four-footer. Another gimme wouldn't go down. How about that? Well, there is a seal on the top of the basket at Fort Loramie's end. Redskins stuck at 25. 6:18 to go in the game. Here's Shook. Left side Buckingham. Shot fake. Now to Ferrier. Ansonia with a bucket here can creep within 8 or 9. On a weave, it's Buckingham. Shot fake, almost let it go. Gave it back to Ferrier. 6 minutes remaining, fourth quarter. Here's Shook. Fakes right, goes left. Hands off on the play to Muir. Muir, in his haste, dribbled off his foot. It goes out of bounds. 5 minutes, 56 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. You hear me right. Fort Loramie 25, Ansonia 14. And we have played better than 26 minutes of basketball.
This would be an awfully low-scoring girls game.
It would. You're right. Inbound at Fort Loramie. On the run, Brandewee up to Rosengarten. They play pitch and catch. There's a screen, pick and roll Kemper. Rosengarten can't find him. Gave it up straight away to Nate Radiman. Right wing, Brandewee on top, Kemper. Deep left corner, Jake Radiman. He's doubled, good hedge by Ansonia. Now to Nate. They rotate it. Right corner, Rosengarten. He's now behind the backboard, can't shoot. Fort Loramie skips it, cross court to Nathan Radiman. Deep right corner, Rosengarten for a triple. Swish! He's got it. Finally, somebody breaks the ice for Fort Loramie. They threw about 12 or 13 passes and got a fairly open three from Rosengarten, and he knocked it down. Shook coming right back into the paint for Ansonia. No good, it rolled off. Ansonia thought there was goaltending. Here comes Fort Loramie flying down the floor the other way, and Jake Ratterman takes a big-time spill, as does Hunter Muir of Ansonia. Foul called against the Tigers.
Jake Ratterman from the free throw line for the stand. He'll shoot two.
These two teams, Chuck, are shooting at 23% combined.
It's terrible.
Fort Loramie has missed point blanker after point blanker, and here's an air ball on a free throw by Jake.
My biggest challenge of this whole evening is trying to find somebody I want to give the Clancy's player of the game to.
We may just not give one.
I might give it to the ball boy. He's doing a heck of a job passing out water down there.
Two free throws, Jake Ratterman. He was walloped in the act of shooting on that drive. Fortunately for Jake, a rock-solid football player, he got up strong. He swishes the second free throw to make it 28-14 with 5:03 to go in the game. And Ansonia gets a timeout. Redskins have doubled the score. We're a long way from over. It's only a 14-point difference. Full timeout calls on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
And thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Check with Chris North, 498-7282. Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Long three-pointer, Shook, left wing, Antonia. A line drive, bullet, bullseye. He's got it. After the timeout, Shook lights it up. He's got two threes here in the second half. Antonia within 11, 28-17. Four and a half to play, fourth quarter. Rosengarten on the arc. Near side, Albers. Albers has an open floor, starts to drive, flips into the corner to Carter Mesher. Back out on top to Brandewey. Brandewey foul line. Little dump off down inside, low right. Kemper blocked away. I'm telling you what, between Muir and Roland and Ferrier, where their arms are getting the job done, Redskins have been crammed numerous times, taking it to the rack. 11-point game. Shook tries to cut to 8 or 9. He's in the paint area, running one-hander. Yes! Beautiful-looking looper by Shook of Ansonia. And the Tigers are within 9 with 3:54 to go in the fourth quarter. 5 straight by Shook on scorersbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, the Ansonia crowd, Chuck, now has a lot to cheer about.
Well, they're excited. They have every reason to be. They've shot the ball poorly, and they're only down 9 now with the chance to get back in the game.
Redskins led 28-14. Matthew Shook has pumped home 5 straight points for the Tigers, the underdog in this game against the number 2 seed Fort Laramie Redskins. Ansonia, a 5 seed, 14-10 on the year. Here's Brandewey right in front of the Fort Laramie bench, hovering over him, Muir and Ferrier for Ansonia. And one of the two, a bit too aggressive, common foul, 5 on Ansonia, 2 on Fort Laramie here in the fourth quarter.
They got that on Ferrier.
Nathan Ratterman inbounds, 25 feet away to Burning. Right back to Brandewey. Straight on Nathan Ratterman. Foul stripe, he's open. Late dish to Kemper. Kemper at the rim, guarded by Muir. In and out, in and out. It went around the ring twice, wouldn't go down. Lid on it for Fort Laramie. Quick three, right wing, Shook, Ansonia missed it.
Why not? I would have taken that shot too.
That would have cut it to 6. Quickly, four court left. Brandewey pulls up on the elbow. Had a good look from 15, didn't fire. Back out to Burning. Burning gets a screen. It's moving, I think. No, it's called on Ansonia.
No, they called it on Brandewey or on,
I was right.
I was right
the first time.
Yeah, he wasn't even trying to set a screen. He was trying to go through and ran right into him.
Wrong place, wrong time. Nathan Ratterman not stationary. Clearly a foul, offensive. And it is Ansonia possession. 2:56 to go, fourth quarter. Hunter Muir whips a pass down low on the left of the cutting Roland. And Fort Laramie gets a pair of hands on it. Two individuals for Fort Laramie. Smack that ball up off the base of the scoreboard. 2:53 remaining. Fort Laramie up only 9, 28-19. And Sonya inbounding left of the rim. Look out for the ball to go to Muir here. It's on the arc to Ferrier. Deep left corner, Shook behind the screen, set by Muir. Back to Ferrier straight away. 2:45 to go. Team fouls. 3 on Fort Laramie. Deep right corner, Buckingham. Out of Ferrier. On top, it goes to Shook. Look at him go to work. He probes the middle all the way to the cup. Driving layup by Shook. He's got 7 in this half alone. And we've got a foul in backcourt against Ansonia. Speaking of 7, that's the difference right now.
That was the 4th foul on Muir, and that was a silly foul.
2 minutes and 33 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 28 and Sonia 21. Here's Brandewee in backcourt. Fires it up ahead to Nathan Ratterman. Baseline left to Nate Meyer. Redskins have the numbers, but Muir was the back checker near the rim. Fort Loramie threw it back out. 16 fouls on Ansonia. 28-21 Fort Loramie. 2:15 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Nate Meyer. Here's Kemper, far right wing, Rosengarten. He peers in, starts a drive. Had the ball knocked away from behind by Ansonia. And then Rosengarten's momentum wound up taking him right into the stomach of a Tiger player. It's offensive. Ansonia ball. 28-21. Tigers down 7. Big sequence right here. Here's Ferrier over the timeline for Ansonia. Defense by Brandewee. Right wing Buckingham on top, Shook. He's been red hot. Baseline drive by Muir. Muir with a great move. Spinning, scoring. Hunter Muir for Ansonia. The Tigers are on fire. Ansonia won 2 thrillers to start the tourney at the buzzer. They're trying to do it again here tonight against Fort Loramie. 5-point game. 90 seconds left. Fort Loramie's not scored in 4.5 minutes. 28-23 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rosengarten deep in the left corner. He's boxed in and gets a timeout. Redskins up 5. 1:28 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, the Redskins start the final 88 seconds of the fourth quarter with Nathan Ratterman, Nick Brandewee, Eli Rosengarten, Mason Kemper, Nate Meyer on the floor. Here's Muir guarding the thrower, Nathan Ratterman. It goes into backcourt to Brandewee. Fort Loramie's in the 1-1, and Sonia pressing. Fort Loramie retreats. They put in the deep freeze. And Nate Meyer is nearly tackled out near the center line by Fisher, the designated fouler for the Tigers. 1-1, Nate Meyer, 28-23. And Sonia trailing by 5. 1:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. Substitution, Albers in for Fort Loramie for Nathan Ratterman. So Albers and Kemper both are on the floor. Nathan Meyer free throw line. 1-1. He dips the knees. Swish. Boy, as poorly as Fort Loramie shot the ball tonight, Chuck, that was a surprise.
Well, that was a nice, solid free throw right there.
Redskins need another make to go up 7. They don't get it. It's short. It clanged off the iron. Rebound down to Hunter Muir of Ansonia. They're within 2 threes of tying this game up. Look at Muir go to work. Baseline drive, stolen, great play by Albers, but he came down on the end line.
That was a good block, good defense by Albers that time.
1:09 to go in the fourth quarter, and Sonia down 6. Ball lobbed into Muir on the arc. Hand off to Buckingham, fadeaway 3. Looks good from here, no good. It hit the back rim. It was online, a bit strong. Rebound for Loramie, quickly 3-on-2. Kemper on the finish, got it. That makes it tough on Ansonia now. Redskins up 8, 48 seconds to go. Here's the weave. Shook in the lane. Running one-hander. Blocked by Brandewee. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here's a long pass down the floor. Leaking the other way. Kemper to Brandewee. They circle the wagons and bring it back out. 30 seconds to go. Rosengarten's fouled. And that might just about do it.
Wow, this is not what I thought we were going to watch tonight, especially after the way Fort Loramie started the game.
Redskins very ragged for the bulk of this game tonight. The shooting has been horrific. It's been very poor on both sides.
Well, the booing you hear is that the Rushi team is walking out of the gym and the Loramie students are booing them.
Free throw by Rosengarten. Yes, he's got it to make it 32-23. Yeah, I saw the Raiders sitting on the other side of the floor opposite the Ansonia bench, occupying the first three rows down to the right. They were looking on at this game. They've just departed as Rushi, which plays Jackson Center tomorrow night, tip off at 7. Both free throws by Rosengarten were good, Chuck.
Made them both.
And then Buckingham, a quick launch, a 35-footer, no good, rebound Fort Loramie, 16.1 to go. Brandewey's fouled. He'll shoot. And this one's in the books. Redskins will win it. Not without a tussle, though.
I would almost bet you that they won't go back and watch this film.
Now, this is one you can discard.
You throw it away and say, okay, that was an anomaly. Let's keep playing like we were before.
And the Redskins and the Fort Loramie faithful hope the anomaly is out of the system and doesn't return the rest of this season. Because I'll tell you what, you play a district game like this against the representative from the Cincinnati Taylor sectional, and you'll get run off the floor at UD. Brandewey at the free throw line, no good. Rebound down to Ansonia. Here's Hunter Muir, a quick trigger, 28-footer off to the right, rebound in the corner out of bounds, 7.5 to go. Redskins up 10, 33-23. And Fort Loramie inbounds it. Fort Loramie hangs onto the ball, and that will do it. Fort Loramie survives a miserable shooting night to knock out Ansonia. Was not easy. The upstart Ansonia Tigers, who had defeated Mississinewa Valley by 3 at the end of the game, and Botkins by a point on a buzzer beater from Hunter Muir, gave Fort Loramie all it wanted tonight and then some. Redskins survive. That's the only way to say it. Good effort by Ansonia. Tell you what, Chuck, had this game gone another 3 or 4 minutes, I'm not sure what would have happened, because Ansonia was starting to feel its shots, especially Matthew Shook.
Yeah, Matthew Shook had a heck of a second half. He scored 12 points. I mean, they had 23 for the game. He had 12 of them.
And what a job, though, by Fort Loramie on Hunter Muir, leading score over 12 a game on the year for the Ansonia Tigers.
Yeah, he ended up with 6, but yeah, he was a non-factor offensively. He was a factor defensively.
Yeah, midway through the fourth quarter, we had tabulated the combined shooting percentage for these two teams at somewhere between 20 and 24%. That's how bad it was.
Well, I'm just impressed that most of the fans were awake to leave the gym now.
It was a close game, and Sonia had never out of it. When Shook warmed up, it became mighty interesting. Best way to put it, Chuck, Fort Loramie Redskins survived.
That was it. I was getting ready to use the same word. They survived. Wow.
And in the tournament,
that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You just have to have more points at the end, and you're going to get to play again.
And you live another game after surviving the previous one. And the Redskins' next opponent will be a representative from the Cincinnati Taylor sectional. Could be at 5:30 next Friday night at the UD Arena. Unofficially, that's what we are going to say. 5:30 for Fort Loramie next Friday at the University of Dayton Arena. That is not official. We'll see district times probably as early as Sunday, for sure by Monday. Of course, we've got sectional games being played tonight and yet tomorrow at various sites. Of course, at Troy, there are games these 2 days as well, and down at Cincinnati Taylor. 33-23 Fort Loramie. A real good stretch by Fort Loramie. Oh, after the first 2-3 minutes of the game, the rest of the first quarter, Redskins got steals, generated points in transition. In the half court, Fort Loramie was stymied. The 2-3 zone from Ansonia thwarted the Redskins all night. Fort Loramie really didn't advance the ball toward the basket very well against the man-to-man. Give Ansonia credit, a 14-10 club, and Ansonia played better than a 14-10 team here tonight, Chuck. Fort Laramie performed better than a 14-win club. 14 wins, a 5 seed, and you didn't really expect it to be a blowout. It was much tighter than Fort Laramie faithful were prepared for, that's for certain.
Well, I'll tell you what. No, it wasn't pretty. I'll tell you what. I would have expected, I mean, if the final score was 53-43, that wouldn't have surprised me. The fact that Laramie only scored 33 points in this basketball game shocks me.
Well, sometimes the three-point shooting disappears, and on a night it does, you better hope your defense is A+. And Fort Laramie's D really was A+, but the offense was what, a grade D?
Oh, I would have trouble grading them there. They were 12 of 40. They were 2 of 11 shooting threes. Mansonia, the only thing that saved Laramie was they were 2 of 14 shooting threes, 9 of 35 from the floor. It just wasn't a pretty night for Laramie. I mean, defensively, they played well.
Yeah, two clubs combined, 21 for 75. They did, in the end, break 25%, 21 of 75 for the two clubs combined, shooting from the floor in this game tonight.
Well, if you look, individual scoring, Matthew Shook, a 5'11 junior, had 13. I thought the kid really took it over in the second half.
You know what he did, Chuck? He shook free.
He shook the world. And on the other side, Eli Rosengarten had 13. The best they could do after that was Brandewee, who had 6, all in the first half. So if we're going to give a Clancy's player of the game, it's got to go to Eli Rosengarten.
I just heard from Jeff Bray. He was reading my mind. Jeff just texted me from down in South Carolina and said, good thing Redskins didn't have to go 5 more minutes because I wouldn't have trusted Ansonia for another quarter. Tigers were just starting to feel themselves shooting the basketball.
Well, yeah, I'm going to tell you that Shook was starting to feel it. Nobody else was really doing much, but that kid just took it over.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to go to the basket, and he did a nice job.
Defense on Hunter Muir and Hunter Buckingham keyed the victory for the Redskins tonight.
Well, Buckingham took 8 shots, all of them threes, missed them all.
He wasn't even close,
no,
was he?
Not even close.
No, they were hurried. They weren't even on the arc. They were a couple steps behind it. Fort Laramie's defense was stellar. Offense not good at all. Redskins survived. Clancy's award winner again, Chuck.
Eli Rosengarten.
Yep, you got to give it to Eli. He made a big three-pointer. With about 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth?
Pushed it up back up a little bit. They got a little cushion at that point. They got it down to 5. It was nerve-wracking.
Yeah, that gave the Red and Black some breathing room. The triple by Rosengarten. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highlighting new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market because of quality and reliability. That's Regal, 1269 Wapak Avenue in Sydney, at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. You'll love the fish at night. Catch the catch of the day. Outstanding fish at Maury's. The baked haddock is superb. Open at 6 a.m. Breakfasts are popular. An array of wraps and burgers at noon. Maury's Landing, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie. and Dan Eilerman Construction, new here on ScorersBroadcast.com. In fact, I talked with the Eilerman team yesterday, and they gave me a list of individuals who are tickled to death with the work done by Eilerman. Home remodeling, additions, new homes. We'll talk to them in the next week or so, and hopefully before the year is over and we conclude high school basketball, we'll have a nicely produced Dan Eilerman Construction spot on the air online to play for you during our contest. Dan Eilerman Construction, the team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you closely, step by step by step, as you build your new home. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. Dan Eilerman Construction, 1-419-582-3824, 419-582-3824. Our next webcast tomorrow morning, 10:40. Webcast time, 11 a.m. tip. Fort Loramie Cedarville girls. It is a district championship game. Girls Division IV basketball from Troy. And then tomorrow night, right back here at Piqua, Jackson Center, Rushi, the number 2 and 3 seeds go at it head-to-head for the third time this year. It's the rubber game. They split during the season.
Well, on paper, that should just be an outstanding game. It's two different styles. Rushi wants to run. Jackson's going to play defense right in your shorts. I'm excited for that one.
And because of an upset at Troy, Legacy Christian being knocked out, tomorrow night's Jackson Center Rushi winner is going to be a clear-cut favorite in a district championship game next Friday at UD,
right,
with an avenue toward the regional semis at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. I didn't think at the time of the draw, Chuck, that the upper bracket champ at Piqua had a pathway that was more difficult than the top seed in the lower bracket, but the way things have shaken out, Fort Loramie Redskins now probably have to go through Cincinnati Christian. I think Clark Montessori has got a couple of really good players. In fact, Cincinnati Christian and is it Clark Montessori or was it Gamble? Can't remember.
Gamble was still in there, I know that.
Cincinnati Christian is playing them, yes. Those two teams have combined to put four, I think, on the first, second, third teams, all Southwest District Division IV. So Fort Loramie will have its hands full no matter who the opponent might be at the UD Arena next Friday. We think that game may be the first tilt of the night at 5:30. That's the way it's lined up now at the SWDAB website. Could be altered. The second game of that night could very well pit the Rushi Jackson Center winner against a representative from the Troy sectional.
Well, I'll be at a rehearsal dinner down in Sarasota, but I'll certainly be listening.
Congratulations, son, being married.
Yes, my little boy is getting married. It's exciting. She's a wonderful girl, and as much as I can't wait to get down there to see them, I can't wait to get out of this weather.
Well, I checked weather.com this afternoon. I was looking at Fort Myers weather in the next 2 weeks and Tampa weather in the next 2 weeks. And next weekend in Orlando, 74, 79, 73, 80.
I can do that.
Yep. I may not recognize you with the suntan when you return.
Yep.
Congrats on the wedding.
Thank you.
That'd be a lot of fun. Ron Mooney is our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. I'll visit Ron tomorrow afternoon after the Fort Loramie girls district championship game, and we'll update the website with new archives of recent tourney games, including this one tonight and the one tomorrow morning. Thanks so much to Ron, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Chuck, the final difference in this game tonight was what, 10?
10, yep.
33-23. Webcast time, 10:40 tomorrow morning, and then 6:40 tomorrow night. Final tally tonight, again, Fort Loramie hangs on, surviving, to beat Ansonia, 33-23. For Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night, everyone, on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.